Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of rejoicing and praising the Lord. Of course, first I have to thank them for lifting my body up and giving me the strength and energy to come back to you another Saturday. I also would like to thank my Facebook friends who kept me entertained while I was waiting for the show to begin. All right, everybody, if you don't know, now you know. I start every show out with a Bible verse. Now, this is something I want you to concentrate on and meditate on for the entire week. I always ask God for wisdom and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything in the Bible that you do not understand. But, you know, this verse is talking about the dedication of a mother's love. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I want to wish every mother out there a happy Mother's Day, and I hope you have a very blessed day. And in the Bible, in 2 Kings 4th chapter, 30 verse, it speaks about the dedication of a mother's love. It says this: "But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I would not leave you. So he got up and followed her." And you know that's how our mothers are. No matter what's going on, your mother never leaves your side. No matter what you're going through, you can always count on your mother. No matter what, you can count on your mother or whoever is that mother figure in your life. All right, now we're going to get on to the church announcements. Everybody, there, we're still going to have every Monday a weekly sermon that I'm going to be delivering the Word of God. I'm actually going to be presenting it through a Bible study book and book of poems that I wrote called The Journey Home, a book of poetry by Sister Poochie. But that's going to be every Monday on the Master's Groove at 6:30 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that's 6:30 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bible study will resume this Wednesday with Elder Faye, so make sure you tune in from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that. Now, on May the 19th, the youth are taking over the studio, and we also have our special guest from Africa coming on that day to bring us a word of worship. But the youth are going to take over the studio, and so please get out there and support the youth. It's very important that we support them as they're praising the Lord in their way. And May the 26th is Minister Kimberly Hovac will be back bringing a powerful word of the Lord in her Christian Life Coach segment. Okay, I encourage everyone to visit the ministry's website because we have so many things on there, resources for you that you can do. You can like us on Facebook as well as on Twitter as well as on Lycan. You can definitely go to the ministry's website to see how the ministry began with our witness statement. You can see our statement of faith. We have weekly Bible studies, as I just said. We're going to have me preaching every week. We have prayer and spiritual counseling line. We also have everybody who has ever been played on the radio, their contact information is on the website, and I encourage you to find one artist and give them a kind word. And, of course, there's a place for tithes, offerings, and contributions. We're a 501c3 organization ministry, so all monies that are given are tax deductible with the U.S. government. All right, I'm excited because we are interviewing Crochet R. Chaney today, and he's on the line. I'm going to get him on the line right now so we can start this off. Hello, Crochet. How are you?
Well, how are you? Praise the Lord, Queen.
I praise the Lord. I stayed awake.
Hey, I saw you needed some coffee, huh?
Yeah, I was trying to get somebody to bring me some coffee. I was trying my best, but nobody brought me no coffee. But the Lord, no, the Lord lifted me up. He gave me a shot of the Holy Ghost, so.
Oh, well, that's all you need right there.
That's all I need.
That's all the power you need.
Absolutely. Welcome, 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 welcome to our family, for one thing. That's the first thing I want to tell you. The Journey Home Outreach Ministry appreciates you blessing our show with your story and with your music. And so I'm going to just jump right in and talk to you about, did you always do Christian music or did you do secular music when you first began in your career?
Well, I began in church, so I began in gospel.
Okay.
And then I went to secular. I still do both.
Okay.
Because I believe there's, you know, there's different ways to relay the message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Some people forget that. But go ahead.
Okay. And so even on this last project I just released, I have, because on every project I release, I always release a gospel track at the end.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yes, yes.
That is. Okay, and your new album out is called Signature, correct?
It's Signature, correct.
Okay. All right. How can people get a copy of this?
All they have to do is Google my name. It's on iTunes, Amazon, every outlet you can think of.
Don't you love the internet?
Yes.
You can get anything on the internet as quickly as you want it to be.
That's right.
That is wonderful. So, Crochet, what else? You're in California, correct?
I'm in Los Angeles now. I'm from Detroit.
Okay. All right.
Michigan is where I grew up. I was born in Africa, in Ethiopia. I came to the States when I was around eight years of age. My dad was in the Marines.
Okay.
So I guess that's where he met my mom when he was, you know, traveling over there.
That's those stories they don't tell you at Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And so Martha Reeves was my teacher.
Oh, really?
Yes, Martha Reeves was my teacher. She brought me into the business.
Wow.
And she used to hold seminars in Detroit.
Okay.
At that time for up-and-coming artists.
Oh, that is wonderful.
So I was blessed to be able to become one of her students.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's heartwarming to hear that someone reached back. You know, they didn't forget how it was when you first started. Because we always have to reach back and be
able to
Yeah, I try to do the same thing. It's
blessed
to be a blessing.
That's it. I like that. Now, that's a song right there.
See, okay, you can call me Minister McCarty or Sister Poochie. I go by, you know, they call me Minister Sister Poochie sometimes. So,
okay, I like that.
But we are blessed to be a blessing, and
that is
and
true.
It is, you know.
I like how you said it too.
Okay, God, just all keeping it real.
That's it.
I have to keep it real. You know, I've listened to your songs, and we're gonna pray in a few minutes, and. Before we play Pray, what really was your inspiration for that particular song?
Pray, well, you know, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing.
Right.
And praying is something that I do, which is really a part of my life. I do all day, every day. So it's just a part of me. And just to, I had an opportunity to encourage people.
Yes, you do.
And so I said, what is one of the best messages, Lord, that I could give people?
Mm-hmm.
And just to tell them to continue to pray.
Period.
You know, and this was composed by Curly Washington, who is a gospel producer out of Ohio.
Okay.
And she said, hey, Crochet, I have something I want you to hear. And, you know, go ahead. And I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know,
with this, yes.
Because I always confer with him.
You have to.
That's real talk.
When the master has the plan, I don't know why we just don't follow him. I don't have the script to my life, so
that's it.
You know, I don't know where he wants me to go until he said, you know, your steps will be guided. By me if you follow me. So I'm just sitting back along for the ride. He don't need no co-pilot.
Nothing. All you need to do is listen.
And have faith.
and have faith. And the thing is, Queen, when we look at how the situation is in the world today, everyone says, oh, these things look so bad, or it's never been like this. But people have felt like that in different times.
Yes, absolutely.
Of our society,
mm-hmm.
you know, as things have changed. But if you pray, if you
mm-hmm.
pray, if you just talk to the Father, trust
mm-hmm.
and believe
mm-hmm.
what it is, He will bring you through.
Yes,
I'm not worried about what's going on here or what's happening now or how things may look.
Go
because
ahead.
I know when I pray and I speak to him, because I know this for real. I know where he's brought me from.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I ain't trying to preach or nothing. I'm just
saying. No, yes, you can preach. I have no problem sharing my altar. Preach on. I'll be your amen on it. Yeah. Amen.
You know, and I know there's power in prayer.
There is.
This is what I know.
That's what I know, too, and I'm so glad you brought that up. But everybody is wondering what we're talking about. I usually ask that question after the song. But
okay.
I decided to switch it up a little bit today.
All right, now.
We're getting ready to hear Pray by Crochet, everybody, and hope you enjoy it. Beautifully said.
Oh, thank you, Queen.
Beautifully said. One of the things that touched my heart so deeply with that song is that you touched on every situation.
Okay.
Yes, you did. You know, and that's how we feel sometimes down here, like, you know, nothing's going right.
Nothing.
But if you, nothing.
Amen.
I was sitting there going, yeah, I know.
Okay.
But you're right. If you pray and you tell the Father through the Son what you need, see, this is what I love. The Son gets anything he asks for. So if he gets anything he asks for and you pray to him and ask for something, that seems like a guaranteed kind of return. That's better than a 401k or anything.
It is. It's guaranteed.
Yeah, it's guaranteed.
Our Father is not a Father that will lie.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, man. We have a church.
That's real.
It's real talk. It's just real real talk, keeping it real with Sister Poochie. That's why, you know, we have to keep it real. So right now, what projects are you working on?
Well, I'm going to be releasing, re-releasing one of our first projects we did. So many people have been asking about it because my popularity actually came from my Lover's Delight CD, which was one I did in 2010, but the one we did in 23 now has resurfaced, and people are now asking for it. So we're going to release that again this summer, which is entitled Wish I Could Change.
Wish I Can Change, okay. I want everybody to keep that in mind and look for that. And when it comes out, please let me know, and I will do a blast on our social network so everyone can definitely check that out.
Thank you so much, Queen. Thank you so much.
Oh, anytime, and that's what we're here to do, encourage the greatness of others. That's our mission at the ministry, so we take that very seriously. So you're re-releasing, which is great. You're re-releasing an album that has already been released, which means that God is bringing more people towards you. That's
yeah. Yeah, God is, isn't he good?
All the time.
You know, I remember when I started my journey, I was telling my dad, I was saying, oh, but I don't have this and I don't have this, and you know, and this is one thing I write about. I tell people, stop looking at what you feel you don't have and just step out on faith.
Mm.
If the Lord tells you and he has put an assignment in you, he's going to open the doors when the proper time comes.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is follow the steps given.
Yes.
For you, that's all you got
to
do.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do.
And, you know, we do make Christianity and we do make, you know, following Christ so hard and so difficult and such a you know, people think it's so, there's so many things that you have to do, but all you have to do is sit down. You know, someone asked me what the word was for the year, and I said, sit down, shut up, and read your Bible.
That's
if you do that, then you're going to be okay. You know.
And one thing I like to add to that.
Go ahead.
Listen. Just listen to what the Lord has to say. We can read.
She said, he
can. But let's listen.
Listen, you listen. And you know, doesn't you? You know, when you said listen, I started listening. But you were saying listen. Listen. And you know, see, I've always been looking forward to this interview. You know that, right?
Okay.
Listen, and you know, one of the things about Christ is that he doesn't yell. He can't be heard over all your mess. I mean, you know, when you have all the drugs going on, he has a still, calm voice that resonates in your soul and your spirit. And if you don't sit and listen, you know, it's kind of sit your tail down over there.
Because he is the peace. Here's the peace that we're all searching for. It's everything that we desire lies with him.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about it so much, he didn't just say, I'm going to leave you peace. He said, I'm going to leave you my peace.
Do you
understand the type of peace Christ had to have walking around amongst all those haters when he was here? That's everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead.
He had to have for my knucklehead. Get me in.
Yeah,
line.
Exactly. yeah, he prayed for you before he died. He prayed for you. He prayed for everybody. He prayed for himself. And that's why I like the song Pray so much. Because you're actually giving out exactly the key to what we need to unlock the door to peace and science and prosperity and all of those things is to pray.
It's,
you know, and that's
amen.
Why
that way we can let go of the pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
If
and you
we
say
pray.
That in song, you know, if we just pray. It's
if
useful.
We just pray.
If we just pray.
Ooh,
yeah,
don't you just feel good after you done prayed and you done fellowship with the Lord? It's
yeah, you do.
Like a renewing.
You do. It's a good experience. I'm going to renew your mind and renew your spirit. Give
Amen.
Me grace and mercy new every day. And I start thinking, I said, wow, that's a good plan. I'm liking that. So
yeah. That's what's up, Queen.
Yeah, they used to call it the You know, call it back in the day when my grandmother was still alive, they call it going in the upper room,
going
in that room.
I remember that.
You got to go in your upper room, and I tell people the upper room is your mind. He renews your mind as well as your spirit, but in your mind, you have to change the way you think about what you... I suppose you interview the time. Yeah, but anyway...
Well, that's a fact. You got it. You said it right. You said it right.
But that's what we have to do. Now, tell us a little bit about Thanks before I play it.
Thanks is a song I did with my producer in London,
okay.
Mr. Al Fraser. And I've always been a worshiper.
Okay.
And so in my life and being able to be blessed to travel around the world and see so many things, I've learned to be thankful and to say thanks. And so the song is just basically reminding people that we must remember to give the Father thanks for simply just waking up in the morning.
That's your first
being able to breathe, for being able to walk. Let's just say thanks.
Mm-hmm. It's the little things in life that we
forget. And that's the basis of the song. I'm simply saying thanks.
Okay, well, everybody, here's your lesson for the day, not only for Mother's Day, but for every day. We got to learn to acknowledge the Father and say thanks. So here's Crochet with Thanks.
Hey.
I was just sitting here, I was just sitting here listening to that song, and you sing with such conviction, and when the Holy Spirit is in someone and they start to sing or do poetry or whatever your outlet is to worship God, you feel a chill. And I always say that chill in the air is actually God.
That's God. That's it.
Yes, it's God. It's Christ. The Holy Spirit is in the
That's
room.
That's it.
And that gave me chill as I was just sitting back going, yeah, thank you for that too. I thank you over your
That's
food.
That's right.
You said thank you over your food because so many people will not do that out, in a restaurant. They won't
That's
say
right.
thank you.
There are people today and have been in time going hungry every day.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we need to be thankful
mm-hmm.
whenever we can get anything.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, it's so much to be thankful for.
All right. Because
everybody, does not have necessarily maybe the same blessings that you may have.
Exactly.
You know, so, God, yeah.
There go, it could be me. Okay.
That's real.
It could be me. We actually have a caller on the line. Let's bring them on the line and see what they're up to.
Sure.
Okay. 678-767, how are you doing? You're on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries radio show.
Oh, my goodness. I was actually calling you just to listen because I was having problems listening on the Internet.
Oh, well, hello.
How are you, Sister Poochie?
I'm doing wonderful. You can get on the show. I didn't know whether you were just listening or you wanted to talk to Crochet or myself, but, welcome to the family. You're on the show now.
Welcome.
Well, I was really enjoying that praise song.
Okay.
And then I couldn't hear anymore, and I rebooted, and I restarted, and I kept trying, and I said, let me just blend.
Okay.
And so it gave me the option to listen or speak with the host.
Okay.
So I did both.
But we're so blessed that you're here.
Actually, we are. We are.
We are.
Well, thank you for giving the feedback for one thing that you're enjoying the show. And I always tell people, the devil is going to try some way to stop you from hearing
mm-hmm.
the word of God. And so I love your what's that called? Your tenacity? No, that's not the word I'm looking for. You'll go getting this. You were going to get on the show. You were going to listen to this show.
I'm listening in. I'm calling in.
That's
right.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We've connected on Facebook.
Okay.
This is actually Angela, what's her name, Hoskins.
Oh, Angela Hoskins, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey now. Okay. Angela is actually going to be interviewed on the show the 1st of July.
Okay.
The first Saturday in July. So, Crochet, you need to call her.
I will.
And
you know what? What I'm going to do, Queen, is because I'm going to be in Dubai at that time.
Okay.
So I'll see what the time thing is. That's what I was telling also Queen Brenda. Because, I usually tour through the summer.
Okay.
And so, the different times and all of that kind of stuff. But once I figure it out, I'll definitely will be.
Okay, and you can call her show and give her some her props too.
I will.
Angela, you're wonderful, and you actually
and join
have
me
blessed.
On Facebook, Angela.
Yeah, I'm gonna send a request.
I will.
Okay.
I sure will appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
And it's a pleasure to talk to you. Where are you calling from? Give a shout out
to
your people now.
I'm in Georgia.
Hello, Georgia.
Georgia. We love Georgia.
Yeah, we
love
Georgia.
Good food down there. I love to eat.
So everybody from Georgia, hello. Angela represented y'all today on the radio show. And I thank you and I bless you for calling. Just calling. And so,
I bless you too.
Okay.
And I'm glad you enjoyed the song Pray.
Yes, I did.
Okay, wonderful. All right, I'm going to finish up this interview because we're going to run out of time. Okay, so I'm just going to put you on mute. Enjoy the rest of the show, my sister.
You, okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love that. I love talking to saints. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
That's beautiful. Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
It's a beautiful thing.
You know, I have had such a wonderful time. You have uplifted my spirits. You have.
Oh, that's great.
You really have with this show, and I could talk to you forever and ever, but I got to do some other stuff.
That's right. Well, I thank you for...
I wanted to see if there's anything... One question first before you give your goodbyes. Is there any advice you can give people who want to get into the industry? You know, we have a youth show also that... they're trying to do Christian music. So is anything that you can tell them to help them get into the industry?
Oh, sure. Well, one thing is never let anyone hear anything that you're writing or working on unless it's copywritten.
Okay.
Always make sure that you're protected. Unfortunately, this is a crazy industry, not always the most honest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find someone who can work with you or mentor with you that's in the business, that's always good to do.
Okay.
And believe in yourself. If you believe something that you're creating, and in your spirit you feel that it's important to relay it, then stick with that, because sometimes everyone doesn't always see your vision.
Okay. Absolutely.
So just be strong and steady, and I always say stay protected and trust in the Lord. Let Him lead and guide you.
Amen. Amen to that. That's some wonderful advice for not only our young people, but anyone who's trying to get into the musical industry. And I thank you for that. Well, this is our time that I have to say goodbye to you.
All right. Have a blessed one, Queen.
You do.
I'll
you have
see
a blessed
soon.
One. Yes, and keep me posted so I can keep everybody posted on what you're doing.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Oh, by the way, anyone who wants to get Crochet's contact information, you can go to www.sisterpoochie.com. That's SisterPoochie, and it's listed there. And also go to iTunes and Amazon and every other Zon to get his music. You get his music.
Okay, Queen.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless you, too. Oh, that was great. That was great. That really, really renewed my spirit. Okay, now it's time for the dance break. It is time for everyone to get off your feet and praise and worship the Lord. Our dance break is always sponsored by our resident DJ Frankie Vibe, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He has a House of Inspiration internet radio show himself, and every Sunday at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he's on www.my959.com. And then Sunday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he's on www.andsowetrust.com. And he does a live Ustream every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on www.themastersgroove.com. And the first and third Sunday, Minister Kimberly Hoback actually brings the word. Okay, that was a mouthful, but let's get up. Frankie has put his heart into this mix. Let's try to figure out what he's trying to say and just enjoy praising the Lord, everybody. Here's the dance break for the week.
It's time for DJ Frankie Vibe's Gospel House Break.
Give me a beat.
our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, and hope everyone got up on their feet and praise the Lord with that. This is, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another Saturday of just rejoicing in the Lord. Now, Mother's Day is tomorrow, and today the Bible reading is from the about the dedication of a mother's love. And for those out there who may not have a mother that has shown you this dedication, God has placed some woman in your life to love you as if she was your mother. So just think about that and remember this verse, which comes from 2 Kings 4th chapter 30th verse. But the child's mother said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So he got up and follows her. And that's how mothers are. They will not, no matter what you've done, a mother will stand by your side, dust you off, pick you back up, and get you back in line. And amen to that. So happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there listening. And if you listen to this later, happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day to you. All right, we're going to keep on moving on with the show. Next up on the mic is Robert Sales, who's the anointed poet with Nothing 320.
You've traveled the world, spoken to millions, acted in major films, and accumulated billions. What have you done for God? You've purchased apartment complexes and homes. Some you've rented, some you've sold. You've built up the wealth of men from very young to very old. But what have you done for God? You've purchased designer clothes, bought many fancy and expensive cars. You built up poor neighborhoods with liquor stores and bars. What have you done for God? What about this? You built a huge sanctuary where folks can worship with all the latest amenities. You know, with Carrara marble floors and fine silk curtains and solid oak moldings from extremity to extremity. Riches and fame are nice. Your bank account full of money and your hands all covered with ice. Ain't nothing wrong with being able to pay the bills every month, being able to buy other than no frills when you shop. You see, because there's unlimited thrills and very little chills when there's always something there when you go to reach your hand in the till. When you don't do it for God, your till in heaven will always be. There'll be no gold in your mansion, no pearly gates, because you decided to serve something other than God, your passion. And when you get to heaven, you'll ask the Lord, "Lord, didn't I lay hands on the sick and heal the sick for you? And Lord, didn't I cast out demons for you?" And you know what Jesus will tell you? He'll say, "Go away from me, evil doer, for it is only evil that you do. I'm going to do
That was Robert Sales, the anointed poet. And if you want to contact Robert, you can actually go to the website, and his contact information is there. The website, again, is www.sisterpoochie.com, spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. Okay, next up on the mic is Rosalind with I Am.
I've never felt this way before, even in the storms. I wonder what you have in store. When I feel I'm all alone, you remind me that you're near. And when I think all hope is gone, I'm reminded of the way blood was shed for me. In my heart you always say, when I feel too weak to stand, you were there for me. Reach down and lift my hands. of you I have no fear. Oh, you give me power to defeat things that come my way. With your strength nothing can compete. Oh, you give the confidence I need to never give up, to live for you.
Just claiming what the Lord has called her, and we all should do that because he said we are his children made in his likeness. All right, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks with Bridge Over Troubled Water. the live version of Bridge Over Troubled Water by Catherine Kendrick. And we have to remember that Christ is our bridge over troubled water. He said, I will lay me down. Whatever we need, all we have to do is go to him in prayer with sincerity in our heart and faith. And anything that we need, it shall come to pass. Well, everybody, I've had a great time on the show. I stayed awake. That's cool. Okay. And I want to give a special thanks to Crochet R. Cheney for his interview. He really blessed our show today. Definitely go to the ministry's website, www.sistapoochie.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. And check out all the free resources we have. Also look at the artist contact information. And if you like a particular artist or you like a particular guest that was on the show, send them a note. You know, that's just a little thing of kindness that would mean so much to the people who are out there really trying to praise the Lord. Well, this is it. I'm leaving. I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. All right, whether you're listening live or you listen later, happy, happy, happy Mother's Day. Don't forget every Monday at 6:30 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, join me at www.mastersgroove.com to listen to my sermons. Also, you can go to the website to also get that connection. And don't forget, Bible study will resume Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Okay, we're going to roll out of this show like we always do with Society Hill Music and How Great Thou Art. Everyone have a blessed week and have a prosperous day.